Good Monday morning, beloved. This week we will begin our little study in Proverbs, beginning today, and then for the next 3 days, we will be reading selected chapters from the book of Proverbs, a collection of moral teachings in the form of wise sayings, many of which are attributed to King Solomon, who succeeded his father David as Israel's third king. The tone in many of the Proverbs is that of a parent speaking to a child, but it can be applied to other relationships as well, such as an elder to a youth or a teacher to a student. The sayings affirm that wisdom comes from God. Today's reading includes advice on how to be wise and to live right. And again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So, let's begin. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, the king of Israel. Here are proverbs that will help you recognize wisdom and good advice, and understand sayings that with deep meaning. They can teach you how to live intelligently and how to be honest, just, and fair. They can make an inexperienced person clever and teach young people how to be resourceful. These proverbs can even teach the knowledge of the wise and give guidance to the educated so that they can understand the hidden meanings of proverbs and the problems that the wise raise. To have knowledge, you must first have reverence for God. Stupid people have no respect for wisdom and refuse to learn. My child, pay attention to what your father and mother tell you. Their teaching will improve your character as a handsome turban or a necklace improves your appearance. My child, when sinners tempt you, don't give in. Suppose they say, "Come on, let us find someone to kill. Let us attack some innocent people for the fun of it." They may be alive and well when we find them, but they'll be dead when we're through with them. We will find all kinds of riches and fill our houses with loot. Come and join us, and we'll all share what we steal. My child, don't go with people like that. Stay away from them. They can't wait to do something bad. They're always ready to kill. It does no good to spread a net when the bird you want to catch is watching, but people like that are setting a trap for themselves, a trap in which they will die. Robbery always claims the life of the robber. This is what happens to anyone who lives by violence. Listen, wisdom is calling out in the streets and marketplaces, calling loudly at the city gates and wherever people come together. Foolish people, how long do you want to be foolish? How long will you enjoy making fun of knowledge? Will you never learn? Listen when I reprimand you. I will give you good advice and share my knowledge with you. I have been calling you, inviting you to come, but you would not listen. You paid no attention to me. You have ignored all my advice and have not been willing to let me correct you. So when you get into trouble, I will laugh at you. I will make fun of you when terror strikes, when it comes on you like a storm bringing fierce winds of trouble, and you are in pain and misery. Then you will call out for wisdom, but I will not answer. You may look for me everywhere, but you will not find me. You have never had any use for knowledge, and have always refused to obey the Lord. You have never wanted my advice, or paid any attention when I corrected you. So then you will get what you deserve, and your own actions will make you sick. Inexperienced people die because they reject wisdom. Stupid people are destroyed by their own lack of concern. But whoever listens to me will have security. He will be safe with no reason to be afraid. Today's key verse is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. To have knowledge, you must first have reverence for the Lord. You know, in the opening verses of this chapter, what Solomon is explaining sounds so much like what is going on in our time. As a matter of fact, there is a game that the kids play called Knockout, where they run up behind an elderly person and see if they can hit them hard enough in the head that they fall unconscious to the ground. And then they laugh and dance and have a good time at the elder person's own expense. Yes, things haven't changed much in the past 3,000 years, have they? Let us pray. All wise God, may all I do and say this day demonstrate my reverence for you. Open my heart, mind, and ears to hear wisdom's call, and teach me to abide in your word. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this wonderful Monday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Proverbs chapter 3, where a father gives advice to his child. Until then, God bless.